Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Emma.
So yesterday, we introduced the household medicine kits that people in Taiwan used to use in the past.
We found out that they were introduced during the Japanese colonial period, which was when Japan was in control of Taiwan.
Yeah, now since ordinary people couldn't travel much, salespeople would travel to their homes and give them kits full of medicine and other things.
People would mark down what they used and pay the salesperson the next time they came around.
Yeah, and the pictures also, the kits also had pictures and used homophones to help people who couldn't read figure out what each medicine was for and how to use it.
And after the KMT, Kuomintang, came to Taiwan, they wanted people to see doctors rather than use the medicine kits.
And when everyone in Taiwan could get national health insurance, the kits vanished completely.
And in today's article, we're going to learn more about the history of these kits. So, let's read through day two of the article together.
Reading.
Medicine kits of Taiwan's past. The roots of Taiwan's household medicine kits can be traced back to Japan. During the Edo period, between 1603 and 1868, medicine was one of Japan's most profitable businesses. This was due to the actions of the shogun, Tokugawa Ieyasu. He released the secrets of the noble class's remedies and made them available to the public. He then encouraged merchants to spread these medicinal practices across Japan. In time, the pay-after-use system was developed in Toyama Prefecture. Salespeople traveled around the country to deliver medicine. The next year, they visited their customers to collect the money for any medicine they might have used. In Taiwan, during the Japanese colonial period, medicine kits contained typical Japanese elements, including pictures of Japanese troops. That's because the kits were usually used to promote the government. If you want to find out how old a Taiwanese medicine kit is, take note of that. If the bag features Chinese soldiers, you'll know it was made after 1945. Both sets of bags, while no longer in use, continue to live on in the memories of Taiwan's older generations.
Right, so part two of the article begins by saying, the roots of Taiwan's household medicine kits can be traced back to Japan. So here the word trace, T-R-A-C-E, trace, means to find the origins or the beginnings of something, to research and discover where something came from or where it started. You could trace your ancestors, for example, or trace the history of an old object through hundreds of years of history. We often use the word trace in this phrasal verb, trace something back to say where it is, or say that something can be traced back to a time.
动词 trace 是追踪、追溯的意思。片语有 trace something back to 和课文中的被动语态的用法 be traced back to 的用法。Trace 当名词呢，有痕迹、踪迹的意思。So, let's learn about how these kits got started.
Okay.
The article says, during the Edo period, between 1603 and 1868, medicine was one of Japan's most profitable businesses.
Okay, so we're going back to the past in Japan, this Edo period, a time in their history, and then medicine was profitable. Okay, the word profitable is spelled P-R-O-F-I-T-A-B-L-E, profitable. And it describes something that makes a profit. So it makes you more money than you spend. We talk about businesses, restaurants, and hotels being profitable, meaning they make a lot of money.
Right, exactly. Profitable 来自动词 profit, P-R-O-F-I-T,意思是获利，那 profit 当名词呢，就是利润的意思。profit 加上字尾 able, A-B-L-E 呢，会形成形容词，表示可以点点点的。所以 profitable 就是可以获利的，有利可图的。But why was this?
Yeah, why was medicine profitable?
The article explains that this was due to the actions of the shogun.Tokugawa Ieyasu,
wow.
Echuan Jiakang. I did my research.
That was excellent pronunciation. That was better than what I would have said. Okay, so let's explain who this guy was. In the old days in Japan, the shogun was a war leader. He was the leader of Japan's armies. And during this time, even though he wasn't the emperor of Japan, he was the real ruler. He was the guy who was in charge. Now, Shogun Tokugawa, he was the first shogun ruler of Japan.
Right. 在日本的江户时代呢，或是叫做幕府时代呢，天皇是没有实权的。大家如果有念过历史，日本的历史的话，应该会有点印象，对不对？治理国家的是将军。那有学日语或是有在看日本大和剧的朋友就会知道咯 Shogun 就是日语的将军，那德川家康将军呢就是幕府的第一代将军。 So he wasn't just an army leader though.
Okay.
The article says he released the secrets of the noble class's remedies and made them available to the public.
All right, so he kind of wanted to help everyone.
Right.
That's awesome. Now, in that sentence, we use the word noble, N-O-B-L-E, noble. And that means belonging to the nobles of the land, okay? The nobles were the landowners. So they were the army leaders, they were the rulers of whole areas of the country. And sometimes they were more powerful than the emperor, like Tokugawa was. He was a noble, so that means he was one of the noble class.
Noble 是贵族，那当形容词的时候就是贵族的。那请同学注意咯 class 在这里是社会阶级的意思，不是学校的班级哦。所以 noble class 就是贵族阶层的意思。And the noble class had some special remedies.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And that's what's really important here, because the word remedy is spelled R-E-M-E-D-Y, remedy. And a remedy is a cure for a disease. It mostly means the medicine you take, though it could involve other things as well that cure illnesses, or stop a poison from working. You'd want a remedy for that to make...people, or just make people feel better. So taking a hot spring bath could be a remedy, for example, or doing something else like that. We can also use the word remedy to mean a solution to a problem. Okay, we've got a big problem. Aha, there's a remedy for that. We can do this, and it will solve the problem.
Right. Remedy 呢有疗法、解药的意思。那通常 remedy 会指医药健康类的东西，但就像 Pat 老师说的，有时候也可以用来当做一个问题的补救方法。 So, the shogun wanted everyone to be able to fight disease as well as the nobles did.
Yeah, which is really cool. You imagine the nobles maybe because they had...more time to learn things, or they could pay other scholars or people. They knew how to deal with diseases when they had them. Maybe they had more time to study or pay scholars to sort them out. But the ordinary people in Japan didn't have these remedies, or they didn't know them, or they couldn't afford them. So Tokugawa Shogun wanted everybody to be able to have them. Okay, let's get back to the article and find out what he did.The article says he then encouraged merchants to spread these medicinal practices across Japan. So the word medicinal is just the adjective form of the word medicine. So it means all things related to drugs, doctors, making people better, and so on. So medicinal practices are ways of taking drugs, making drugs, knowing what to do to feel better, and so on.
Right. 形容词 medicinal 是来自名词 medicine, 意思是医药的。课文这边呢的这个 practice 是名词，意思是施行的方法和方式，不是动词练习的意思哦。所以 medicinal practice 是医疗实践这样的概念哦。那课文说德川家康将军鼓励商人将这样的疗法医疗方式传播至民间。Okay, so next, the article says,In time, the pay-after-use system was developed in Toyama Prefecture.
Yeah, okay, so this pay-after-use is, again, that idea, same as in Taiwan, of you use it, you mark it down, and then you pay after, okay? Now, interestingly, I have been to Toyama Prefecture. It's one of the two places in Japan I've been.Okay, we also saw the phrase in time. And in time just means after some time passed. And a prefecture is an area of a country with its own government, like a county or a city here in Taiwan.
In time 在这边不是即时的意思，是一段时间以后，后来的意思。另外一个 pay after use 这个字呢，就是把三个字用 hyphen 串起来变成一个形容词，意思是使用后才付钱。那用这个方法呢，可以创造很多很生动的形容词，像是我的没那么有钱但很体贴的男朋友，我可以说、my not so rich but considerate boyfriend， 大家可以试试看咯。再来 prefecture 是日本行政区域县的英文说法 Toyama Prefecture 就是 Toyama Ken 富山县的意思 And the article also says salespeople traveled around the country to deliver medicine
Okay, so you remember that word salespeople from yesterday and you should also remember from yesterday how they worked it when they traveled around and then they got paidAs the article says, the next year, they, that's the salespeople, visited their customers to collect the money for any medicine they might have used.
So remember, the kids in Taiwan came from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That made them different from if the kids had been made in Taiwan first.
Yeah, they might be slightly different, okay, because some of the older kits were from Japanese times, and then there were some in when the KMT was ruling.
Right.
Different types of kits. And there's an example of that in the next part of our article. It says, in Taiwan, during the Japanese colonial period,Medicine kits contained typical Japanese elements, including pictures of Japanese troops.
Ooh.
Okay, we have a couple of words to look at here, and the first one is typical, T-Y-P-I-C-A-L, typical. Typical is an adjective, and it means normal, common, ordinary, the things you might expect.The phrase traditional, typical Japanese elements, typical Japanese elements, means things you would expect or think of when you imagine Japan. So maybe that means there were pictures of Hello Kitty and Doraemon on the kits.
Right.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe.
Typical 是典型的。那说到 typical Japanese elements, 典型的日本元素,大家会想到什么呢?The other word to look at from that last sentence is troops.
That's right. Troops, T-R-O-O-P-S, troops means soldiers, people in the army or navy, maybe air force of a country. We generally use it in the plural when we talk about troops. The word troop by itself could mean a single group, but when a country is at war, we talk about the U.S. sending troops.Somewhere, or the troops being trained for battle. The president will talk to the troops, or something like that. However, if we're using the word more like an adjective, it doesn't need to have an S, so we would say like troop movements, for example.
Right. Troop 是 一个部队的意思。那通常我们会用复数型，那会指军队。像刚才 Pat 老师提到的 Army 是陆军， Navy 是海军， Air Force 是空军。So, why were there pictures of soldiers on these kits?
Okay, it's an interesting thought. The article says that's because the kits were usually used to promote the government, okay? So, this is when Japan was in control of Taiwan, and so the Japanese government wanted the Taiwanese people to look at these kits and think, Japan has troops, we better do what they want.And also maybe think, hey, the Japanese are nice, they're giving us this medicine, we should be friendly to their troops.
Right.
Maybe something like that.
All those government propaganda, right?
Exactly.
政府宣传哦。Okay, so 课文提到日治时代，日本政府会把政府文宣印在台湾的这些药箱子上面，所以会看到日本军人的图片。Okay, then next, the article says...If you want to find out how old a Taiwanese medicine kit is, take note of that.
Okay, so that in this case meaning the kinds of troops on the bag or something. Now to take note of something just means to be aware of a fact, to remember it and consider it when you make a decision or do something. So the article explains this idea a little more by sayingIf the bag features Chinese soldiers or troops, you know it was made after 1945, which is when the Japanese left Taiwan and it became Chinese.
Right, so that is when KMT came to Taiwan,
That's right,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so the article finishes by saying, both sets of bags, while no longer in use,continue to live on in the memories of Taiwan's older generations.
So it's the sort of thing your grandparents might remember having at home. Parents as well, probably.
Maybe
right. So the phrase live on means that something still survives, maybe in people's memories or film or pictures, recorded music, even if it's actually gone or dead from kind of normal real life. So we talk about musicians living on through their music, for example.
Right, live on 有继续留存在人们记忆里的意思哈。那如果一个人事物已经消失了，他们可以继续 live on in our memories. And that's the end of the article. So now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is,Does your family use any family remedies? Remember, that means like cures or ways to stop an illness. Mm-hmm. And if so, what are they?
My grandma always eat a rock sugar stewed pear, 冰糖炖水梨, when she has a really bad cough.
Okay, does that work?
Yeah, it works very much, like quick.So, stewed pear is said to be able to cure a cough and is good to the lungs. But you have to use the Asian pears or sand pears, 水梨, not the Western kind of pears.
Okay. My English family doesn't have many, many family remedies because my dad's a doctor. We have all the real drugs at home, so we don't really need them. But my wife's family, they have a lot. My mother-in-law will make me ginger tea, 姜茶, like any time, you know, if I got a cold, a cough, a stomach problem, pretty much anything. She also makes me a really simple, plain congee or 粥粥 yeah, if I've got a stomach bug, because it's just food that won't make me ill. It'll kind of keep it calm and stuff like that. She has many, many other kind of traditional medicine pills and other things like that at home. My personal one is when I have a cold, I eat really, really, really spicy food to burn it away.
To burn that away?
Yeah, like mala huo guo or some hot pot, something like that. Just burn it out really spicy.
Nice.
And that's my remedy. And I might try and exercise and sweat out the cold as well.
Then speaking of hot pot, are you a fan of Sichuan medicine, cuisine?
Yes, I am. I don't mind a bit of that. It's spicy and sometimes very spicy, but I like it. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. Join us again next time. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Emma.
Bye-bye.
Medicine Kits of Taiwan's Past. The roots of Taiwan's household medicine kits can be traced back to Japan. During the Edo period, between 1603 and 1868, medicine was one of Japan's most profitable businesses. This was due to the actions of the shogun, Tokugawa Ieyasu. He released the secrets of the noble class's remedies and made them available to the public. He then encouraged merchants to spread these medicinal practices across Japan. In time, the pay-after-use system was developed in Toyama Prefecture. Salespeople traveled around the country to deliver medicine. The next year, they visited their customers to collect the money for any medicine they might have used. In Taiwan, during the Japanese colonial period, medicine kits contained typical Japanese elements, including pictures of Japanese troops. That's because the kits were usually used to promote the government. If you want to find out how old a Taiwanese medicine kit is, take note of that. If the bag features Chinese soldiers, you'll know it was made after 1945. Both sets of bags, while no longer in use, continue to live on in the memories of Taiwan's older generations.
Vocabulary Review. Trace. We can trace the history of the Internet back to a U.S. government project in the 1960s. Profitable. Dan's business was very profitable, and he soon became rich. Noble. The noble people of England used to have many special rights, though not anymore. Remedy. One of Diane's remedies for a cold is to have a big bowl of chicken soup. Typical. This kind of dress is typical in this country. You can see it everywhere. Troops. The troops got into the airplanes and prepared to head to war.